Oh my gosh, it's so big. Oh my God, Boomy, what did you do to yourself? I got this Boomy over here, and he just wants to be pumped up. Like, just sitting here with him, right? We're just sitting next to each other, and suddenly Boomy's like, "I want you to pump me up." And I was like, "Are you sure, Boomy?" And he's like, "Yeah, I need to feel this." And so I just decided to stuck a tube right up his butt, and I started pumping that air right through his body. And you can feel this cold air just injecting itself into his body, and his stomach and chest starts to expand. Like, his butt starts getting rounder and bigger, and it
Oh, I like that
expands
bar.
into this round, big circle. And you can see this like shock look on his face, like, oh my gosh. And at the same time, he's enjoying it. And as he gets bigger, like, his clothes rips right off of his body, like, shush, you can see it just wrapping up like nothing, gone in a second. And his whole body is completely naked. And then you can see his nipple. He got the inverted nipple. Now it's popped out because of the air pumping into his body. And I would look at his nipple and I start to swirl my tongue around the nipple and licking it as it gets bigger and bigger. And I start rubbing that nipple and I pinch it with my finger, squeezing it, and I could feel the little air coming out of the nipple because he is expanding so big. Oh my God, his cheeks are so red. Like, he's trying to breathe, but he couldn't because all that air is stuck inside his body. And you can feel his arms just blowing up, like literally getting big and hidden into his body. And he's getting so massive. Oh my gosh. And I walk under to his belly button, and I could see his belly button expanded so big. And I could just put my finger right up into his belly button. Start twirling around it, and I could feel that belly just wave like a wave as I press on the belly, and I could see the skin just going up and down like a wave, and it's so big and flabby like a big balloon. And I start tossing little rocks at his body and teasing it. Boom. Little sharp teasing rocks here and there. And I toss one like a rainbow shot over his body and right onto his butt, and it bounces off. And it's so cute. Then I noticed that I also brought in a suitcase. So I went suitcase and I take out my whipping stick. And so his body is like so voluptuous round. And so I walk around to his backside and I could see him plumping up, and he's now floating up in the air because he's so full of oxygen. And then I just crack the whip and the tip just slaps him right in the butt, and you can see the little tissue fly pop. Feels so good. A nice little red mark right there on that round, shiny butt. And then I go to the side of his stomach and I can see it expanding again. And I take that soft little whip and I go whoop. And you can see a little red mark right there. Just tattoos right there on his belly. And I go on it and I start licking it. Licking that little red sore spot because I know that it hurts him. And I just want to lick his, it's like pouring salt on the wound, you know? You just want him to feel it as you lick on that wound. Like a little dog licking its wound. I'm just licking it deeper and deeper and sinking my tongue into that body. That body is so thick and fat. Just want to suck on it and help suck the air out of him. So I whip him again. Pop. Try to pop him, but I can't. Because he's getting so big and big. And it's, I'm also getting kind of intense and scared because he's getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know what to do. And I start to panic a little bit. And so I go back into my box to see what I could grab. So I went in there. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. I pick up a little hook. It's a sharp little hook. You know how Captain Hook has a little sharp hook on his left hand? Well, I got a nice little hook too, with a nice little pointy end. His plumpy face. I put the little sharp end around on his cheek, sliding right there. So sharp he could feel it, not enough to cut him, but enough for him to feel the sharp pointy thing so close to popping him. I just want to pop him so bad, but I don't. I just love to see his body expand bigger and bigger. Oh my God, like his nipples. I walk towards his nipple and I slide that hook right on top of the nipple. And I slowly circle around the nipples with a pointy, sharp hook. And as I do it, I could feel him. I could feel his body twitching every time I just use the surface of the hook around his nipples like that. And I start licking at the tip with the tongue. On the nipple as well as I trace that hook around his skin over and over. And you can see the skin starts to turn red. Oh, and he's about to pop, but I won't let him pop. I just want him to keep getting bigger and bigger. And I walk around him again, slowly tracing my little sharp hook around the body. And you could feel the little red lines around his body as I walk by, scratching him. Enough where he doesn't pop. Because I want to get him big and bubbly, just the way I want him. So good. Oh my God, I walk underneath his belly and I can see him floating over me. Oh my God, like a forecast shadow right over me because he's so massive right now. And I start poking him with my fingers and he can feel me. And I'm poking him, like teasing him, like, look at that big boy. Taste that belly and poke him with the fingers over and over and could feel the little tiny fingers belly. Oh, yes. Each poke feels so good. He could feel this immense pressure just touching him. And his skin's become so stretched and sensitive where every touch he starts to feel it and it's so good. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. I just want to pop him so bad. He's so big and round right now. Oh my goodness. Maybe I should just unplug the ears. Maybe he's getting a little too big. Plug all that air tube from him. So I walk around him and I pull off the air tube so that no more air is being injected inside his body. Because I feel like he's had enough. So as I let it go, I could feel his body's just floating up and around me still. And I'm like, what can I do with him now? And I notice that I have a rope. I tie a rope around his whole body. So big, I had to toss it over his backside and all the way around the body again. And then I start tying a knot, like a belt, all over his body. And as I tie the knot, I start to tighten it. And you can feel me tighten his body up now, like a big balloon getting squeezed by a tight little rope. And I squeeze it so I can feel the little pressure and squeeze it tight. Yes. And as I squeeze the rope tight around his body, I whip him in the butt, like whap-pop with my whip. Squeeze the rope, whip his butt, squeeze the rope a little bit, and whip his butt. Fuck yeah, shit. Start spanking his butt too. I use my hands to just spank that big, round, fluffy butt that he has. So good. Yes. And then, yes. Oh, shit. She's just come, baby. Oh, stroke that dick. Your dick is so ready to go. Fuck yeah. I just want to tie that knot a little tighter. And then I yank that rope so tight. Just kind of flings flowing you around a little bit. You could just start floating with the rope hanging onto you, swinging you back and forth. Yes. Yes. Such a big boy. You're such a big blind boy. And I start running around. You're just following me. You're like my little big balloon as I walk through. Oh my gosh. And then I decide, as I see a flock of birds, I decide to take you there. Because these birds, they're so hungry. So I walk with you, my rope wrap around your big balloon body, towards these hungry birds. And you know what I have in my hand? A bunch of crumbs of bread.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let's all move this to the NSW shot.
Yeah, so all these hungry birds are like looking at me and my crumbs of bread in my hand. And so I decided to look at Boomy and I gave him this evil devilish stare like, you're in trouble, little boy. Should I say big boy? And then I just, with a flick of finger, flick all these breadcrumbs all over Boomy's big, voluptuous, floating body. And as these breadcrumbs lands on his body, these birds just flock over to him instantaneously. And they all land on him and they start pecking him. And you can feel this little body getting pecked by these little sharp beaks eating it. And they're pecking him all over. And he's feeling all these little sharp pokes here and there. Here and there. And they're just like eating that crumb right off of his big round body. Yeah, and I'm just floating him up in the air like that. Looking at the birds. We call this feeding the birds in the park. While you're with your best balloon friend. So good. Oh no, it's sexy, right?
She's still letting it drink until the last minute. So she's laughing.
You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. So good. Shut. Fucking come. You're so hot, Boomy.